What is this? This is the music studio.
Is a
Radio Mozambique Canberra.
Yes, it's a musical studio. They are trying here to get all the local musicians to come and to record their music. The one you were listening just now is a Sena version of, anyway, Sena music. But they have a lot of other musicians coming here, like Ndau musicians, Sena musicians, and even from different provinces, they can transcribe their own productions in this studio to be able to broadcast afterwards.
Lucian Rodriguez is head of a radio project in Beira, Mozambique's second largest city, which tries to achieve two things: to provide a forum for women on radio and to make radio programs accessible in vernacular. Portuguese, the official language, has never played a major role for people in the rural areas of Mozambique.
Eu chamo-me José Albano Manuel, delegado da Rádio Moçambique, delegação da Beira.
José Albano Manuel is Radio Mozambique's representative in Beira. He manages the local studio there. Without assistance, we would not have been able to find our way into his office. It is housed in a multi-story building in the city center, where there is no sign to indicate that two of the floors are studios and offices of a radio station. The staircase is not lit. The handrails give way. There is shouting from children playing in the backyard. The smell of excrements covers the setup of this rotting city at the seaside like an invisible blanket. This smell guided us along the bizarre ruins of the Grand Hotel, the refuge for hundreds of families who live in burnt-out rooms and on broken balconies, where bushes and trees have found a fertile ground. The smell accompanies us into José Albano Manuel's office, the gray-haired radio veteran who lays out his career for us, and with it, the history of radio in Mozambique.
Eu comecei a trabalhar na rádio Moçambique desde 1975.
He has been with Radio Mozambique since 1975. That was the year when the Marxist-Leninist Frelimo took power from the Portuguese, and with it, the power over the radio system. Propaganda is not unfamiliar to him. In 1963, he started the Voice of the Vatican at Radio Parks of the Catholic Church. The building here was used by the Portuguese to indoctrinate radio listeners in the rural areas in their native languages. The fact that the whole city of Beira, including these radio studios, is decaying has something to do with the point of view as seen from Maputo, the capital city in the south. Beira and the whole north of Mozambique is still being seen as the stronghold of RENAMO, the former terrorist movement, now a political party in opposition to the government. All efforts of the Austrian experts to develop radio into an instrument of encouraging potential voters to participate in democratic elections have been in vain in this particular environment. RENAMO boycotted the first communal elections in May 1998. There was no chance to practice what radio had taught. But Maputo's delegado, Radio Mozambique's representative in Beira, has learned something new in his career of 35 years.
Tenho iniciativas próprias para desenvolver.
Today, journalists are more free, he says. He's now just the manager of the radio station and no longer someone who can tell journalists what they would be allowed to do. Gone are the days when he could put on the brakes. I'm now only monitoring what is being reported, just in case someone wants additional explanation, he adds. But censorship on behalf of one party? No, that is not his brief anymore.
Why don't you just tell me where we are here? This looks to me like a former kitchen.
It is, but anyway, it is part of our program, our project on Austrian Institute's project on gender issue programs on the Radio Mozambique.
3 to 4 young women produce such programs in each province, altogether 30. How have they been identified and trained?
Bom, eu houve concurso na rádio que pediram senhoras para trabalhar como jornalistas para o projeto Mulher Desenvolvimento.
I'm here because there was an advert on radio. We were 4 when we were interviewed. We attended seminars and workshops. There we were told how to cope with this work. 2 out of the 4 of us made it.
E fomos apuradas. Está na veia 4 senhoras.
Cristina Maria Pacheco is 26. Her colleagues at the other two desks are of the same age. All three had no experience whatsoever in journalism. They were trained in courses organized by the Austrian North-South Institute for Development Cooperation. And how do they now identify their topics?
Bom, nós para conseguirmos falar da mulher, umas vezes vamos ao campo, ao terreno nos distritos.
We get to know what is happening through many organizations which deal with women issues, with health, with nursing of children.
Para a sobrevivência da própria família.
Lucia Rodriguez and her partner from Austria are coordinating the topics for all the 30 female reporters in all provinces. Once a month, these young women travel to the rural areas for 5 days, looking for women who want to participate in the discussion. Christina's colleague, Musha Gomez, has already been offered employment by Radio Mozambique. Every year, 10 journalists trained and paid by the Austrian project join the staff of the state-owned radio station. But they are living in an urban environment. What do they know about women in the rural areas?
Sim, nós a partir daqui, como tinha dito no princípio, vamos para o campo.
That is how we cope. We live in town. However, we move out because we know it's never happened that something from there has been on radio. And because we use the same language, these women feel free to talk to us.
No mundo, já está a aparecer à vista da sociedade.
Christina provides a recent example of her work, a program with a mother of 7 who has been abandoned by her husband. They are communicating in Dao, and this allows the woman to talk about her experiences, how she had to readjust her life, supported by a Catholic community at her rural home.
Can anyone explain to me what this singer is singing about?
Alguém poderá explicar o que este cantor está a dizer?
Fala da vida entre a esposa e o marido, né? As contradições que existem no lar no dia a dia. Eu resumo isso.
It's like an educational song, and it tells about the problems between the husband and the wife, what is happening in everyday situation. So it's really the man lamenting what is going through with his own wife.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.